podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right.
Yes, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, for the back-to-back, like Drake. Back-to-back. I was going to say three-peat, but it's not three yet. It'll be in a few when we go on live for the live fight chat. But today, we're here with another spontaneous episode, some more breaking news. We should have went with rumor mill because it isn't 100% confirmed, but this fight has been brewing for some time now, so it's up to you guys to decide how are you going to receive this one. Is it a good comeback fight, or is it Team Garcia at its finest, picking what they feel to be the easier fight, or is this just what social media is pushing? Is that the narrative that social media is pushing because Danny Garcia can't escape the cherry emojis? I mean, his father, it gets under his father's skin. He's done numerous interviews where he references the emojis and he says he wish he could find the guy and, you know, X, Y, and Z, right? So maybe it's not like this is a bad fight. Maybe people are just always going to, until he wins another big fight, like maybe if he won the Thurman fight, people won't be, you know, still popping cherries on his little comments and shit. But this is what we're going to talk about. So if you're interested, stick around, because according to multiple sources, including Brandon Reels himself, who sat down with the Boxing Voice about a day ago, gave us an interview. You can head on over to theboxingvoice.com/videos or go to our YouTube channel and just search Brandon Reels. You will see an interview from last night where he says that Danny Garcia is next. So let's head on out to the Golden State, introduce my co-host, and let's get this topic bouncing around here.
Dollar DiBiase Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How you feel about it?
Fuck that, Conor McGregor. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock into a knockout. When the main thing is, I just
want
the guy. I wish.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yes, the hipsters here. Haters beware. And I know Danny Garcia gets a lot of haters, and this fight may get him a lot of hate, unfortunately. But I also think we are in a situation where, in today's world, it's most often it's either one or the other. Either this is a good comeback fight or it's cherry picking. It can't be both. But maybe this is both. You know, maybe this is a good comeback fight and it's also cherry picking. And I know Ness is shaking his head, and I know Ness is forgetting that most people listen in audio podcast form on this show. But let's be honest here. Cherry picking has always been defined as picking easy competition instead of hard competition, right? And in a comeback fight from a loss, you're kind of supposed to pick a easier opponent. And I think Brandon Rios fills out a lot of the good things that you want from a quote-unquote good comeback fight, but he's also going to be an easy target for Danny Garcia. So I think it's a little bit of both. I think this fight, while it may get some hate, I love this matchup. I think it's fun. I think for whatever it is, in whatever condition Brandon Rios is in his age and his tenure in the sport and his wear and tear that he has had through all the wars he's had in his career, this is a good comeback fight for Danny Garcia, and it is cherry-picking. It just happens to be both of those.
You know, you're disrespectful, Matt. I hope one day Garcia...
Well, I might be respectful. I feel like I'm being very respectful.
I hope one day Garcia invites us to his camp for camp life and throws you the gear. Just throws it at you like, hey, Matt, remember you said I'm cherry picking? Well, I'm cherry picking right now. Get your ass in the ring. Let me go ahead and
So Ness putting on his Angel Garcia hat for people that do not know.
Let me go ahead and show my alliance. They call me Bias around here. Well, I'm going to give you Bias.
Wait, hold on. Wait. Ness. I'm going to call you out. I'm going to snitch on
call
you.
Call me out.
I'm going to snitch on you a little bit.
Well, go do whatever you like.
Before we came on air, you were kind of hating on this matchup, like a lot.
That's like, what you think.
No, that's what you
were. No, we never elaborated. You don't know where I'm going. I'm actually going to defend this matchup because.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right? Like, why is it cherry picking? Let's dissect this. Why is it cherry picking? Shout out.
Are you asking me, was that a rhetorical question or?
Yeah, no, I'm asking you a question. Why is it cherry picking?
Because this is a
simplest answer. The simplest answer. The shortest one, too.
The shortest answer, Brandon Rios is damaged goods, and he would be hitting duck for Danny Garcia.
Damaged goods. Well, that's actually, I guess that's a good argument. It is. He's had some wars.
If this was 4 years ago, it would be a different fight. If this was 3 years ago, it would be a different fight. We all know that.
You know, the thing is that has Danny met those expectations 100% for us? So I don't know. I actually was thinking to myself as the intro's playing, what if this ends up being Danny and Rios's Mickey Ward or Turo Gotti? What if this ends up being another Mike Alvarado, Brandon Rios? Those type of trilogies. Because think about it from this perspective, the haters' perspective. Danny beats no one at welterweight. Well, Brandon Rios isn't a real welterweight.
True.
You know, Brandon Rios started at what, 130? Then he went to 35, and then, you know, or he started at 35. No, he started at 130 because he fought Anthony Peterson at 130.
Yes. I think.
So it's a better style matchup than we think because both men were smaller moving up. This has a lot of storyline. I'm sure if they do some digging, they could find plenty of interviews with when Rios was the hot 140-pounder. Not really that he was a hot, I guess a hot 135-pounder. And he always wanted that fight with Danny. But there was a bit of a, like, you know, we thought something of Rios. He represented some sort of power and a little bit of danger at one point before he started getting too big for the division.
You couldn't roll up before the show, man?
Nah, man, I'm always busy. Shout out to Santa Cruz Grinders out there shredding shit perfectly. The big one.
Sponsor us for that.
I know they don't sponsor us, but what are you going to do, man? you know, you can't run around life not giving people credit just because they don't want to give you credit.
We'll keep going on your bullshit narrative about how this is a good fight because we cared about it maybe a few years ago.
Yeah, I mean, look. I didn't even take into consideration your point of Rios not being there. I don't know. Maybe credit what is it? Jesse? No, not Jesse. What's his name? Funes, the trainer, who he's been with ever since he left Robert Garcia. He looks better. He looks healthy. You know, his issue was always staying in shape. After fights, and it seems that way. That he's been staying in shape year round. He got it together. You know, it's sad that now he has that part of his life under control and he couldn't have done that with Robert, you know, because.
You don't think he looked kind of big in our interview we had with him? Because we do have an interview with him out on the Boxing Voice on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. Go check that out where he talks about Danny Garcia being next. He looked kind of big there, to be honest.
I'm going
to
go ahead and play it over here myself while as we chat, you know, and just check it out with the volume off. I didn't feel that way, you know, and every fighter is allowed to gain a couple of pounds in between. But remember, the thing is not ballooning up. That used to be his issue, being in fat camp, never really being fully in shape. But I think that might be different now. I don't know.
Also, very quickly, just to add to it, the optics of this fight, especially compared or depending on, I should say, who Keith Thurman fights in his tune-up fight off of the elbow injury, the optics of this matchup could be very bad. That when you see an Errol Spence having a stay busy fight beat Lamont fucking Peterson, who arguably beat you, Danny, you know, you have to give your a salute to Errol Spence. And if Keith Thurman comes out and, let's say, fights a Jesse Vargas, which we all think is going to happen, I mean, Danny Garcia is quickly seeming like the guy that is taking the easiest matchup out of the top welterweights.
Yeah, but, and you know, the thing is that
that may define what this is, regardless of how close this matchup is in your
mind. I totally disagree. Brandon Face looks really good. He looks slim here, bro. He looks slim here. And this could end up being a good fight, man. Especially if we get a healthy Brandon Reels. Brandon Reels at 100%. He's going to bring that fight to Danny. He's going to bring that fight to Danny all night.
You don't think that when Bradley can, in a sense, stop Brandon Reels to body shots, you don't think that Danny Garcia can do that?
Yeah, but that wasn't the same Brandon Reels, bro.
That was
Brandon Reels coming. No. That was Brandon Reels coming off of the Pacquiao fight, all that money. It was just different, bro. Everybody says it. After they fight like a superstar, everything is different.
But Ness, you can't take away all those punches he took in those fights. So regardless of him being so dedicated to the sport, he is now years older and with more punches on his brain. Like that, regardless of him maybe being more dedicated and being in a better camp, he is still a faded version of himself. Let's be honest here. But this isn't the Brandon Reyes of old. This isn't the Mike Alvarado fights. This isn't that version. Even the fight when he was, I mean, he fought in a PBC, I think, Toe to Toe Tuesday, five months ago. And we watched that fight, and I wasn't impressed by Brandon Reyes. He looked very sluggish. He looked very slow. Like, even Danny Garcia, who we all think is one of the slowest top welterweights in the game, he's going to look like lightning fucking speed next to Brandon Reyes. He's going to look like the fucking Flash next to Brandon Reyes. Like,
that's where I beg to differ. I think that their styles are going to make for a very entertaining fight because they're both slow. Danny faster? Yes. But Danny, yo, Brandon puts good pressure together.
I'll put it this way. This fight may be entertaining from just a aesthetic perspective. But then again, so was Canelo versus Amir Khan. That fight was entertaining. Kell Brook versus Triple G was entertaining.
Yo, shout out to Al Haymon. Just keep it real. Keep it real. I mean, didn't Aaron Herrera just fight? Yes, he did. He just fought Jesse Vargas. Yo, Aaron Herrera fought Robert Ortiz as a comeback off a beat up. He's everybody's comeback. But
Robert Ortiz or Victor Ortiz?
A Ortiz he fought. But yo, this is crazy. Like, these guys are signing with Al, getting a tune-up in a big fight. Like, in theory, Jesse signed with Al, took an Aaron Herrera tune-up, and should get an Earl or a Thurman's fight.
Yes.
Brandon signed with Al, beat the same tune-up, and is now alleged to get a Danny fight. Yo, and Lucky Boy Omotoso, he was back. He's back with Al. I mean, yo, they're still signing people, bro. It's crazy. And we're going to talk about it Sunday, but Diego Chavez dropping that bola. He ain't dropped it. I mean, Jamal James is starting to pan out.
Yeah, we can talk about it on Sunday.
For sure. Welterweight division is interesting, but I think that you need guys like this. The same way we need the Herreras of the world that's fighting the Rios and the Robert Garcias and Robert Garcias and the Jesse Vargas. You still need that second tier of, you know, Aaron Herreras, or that upper tier of those Aaron Herreras for the comebacks of the Thurmans and Dannys, etc. Sean's gonna need a comeback. You know what I mean? He hurt his hand.
Hasn't Sean and Ken both been on the record saying they don't want to come back?
We'll see about that.
That's true.
traditionally speaking, we've always seen a comeback. You don't have to prove anything to a bunch of guys on the internet. Come back the right way. Make some good money for the comeback and even better money for the real back, you know, the real fight back. So, you know, that's how I feel. I know this is not the best fight. I'm not trying to defend it at all. I just secretly feel it might be a good one if it ends up being anything like Alvarado and Rios, or anything like Mickey Ward and Arturo Gatti. You know, though everybody is in a pound for pounder, and they still put together good fights. On HBO, they celebrate, you know, second and third tier guys who put together good fights. You know, we need to start doing that instead of shaming the PBC fighters where, look, Miguel Roman and Orlando Salido, according to HBO, if Lomachenko and Rigo wasn't taking place on the same night, could have easily been another candidate for fight of the year. So, go figure. But I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. We wanted to report the news. We've heard these rumors of Danny and Rios before, but they seem to be getting a lot hotter, and where there's smoke, there will be fire.
My final thought. I think it's false to compare it to Arturo Gatti, Mickey Ward. I think it's false to compare it to those fights because, A, Danny Garcia is a lot better than those guys. And B, Brandon Rios is a lot more faded than some of those guys were at the points of those fights. I don't know what version we're going to get of either man in this fight. Because, let's be honest, even Danny Garcia has been a little bit mentally out of it. You know, not like in a Tyson Fury way, but just he has definitely seemed disinterested in the sport.
Exactly why this could be a good fight, bro.
It could be. But, again, Danny Garcia is a top 5 welterweight. I think Brandon Rios isn't even a top 15 welterweight at this point.
Long layoff, too, Matt.
True.
He hasn't fought since, what, March 4th?
True.
And he ain't gonna fight again till February? Don't get me wrong. He's done that before, but he did it versus Samuel Vargas.
Agreed. And again, I mean, I understand your way of thinking here. And I don't necessarily think it's wrong. But I also think it's the least likely thing to happen. That it's more likely that we're going to see Danny Garcia come up here and tune Brandon Rios up. Not in the same fashion like Timothy Bradley did, but in a dominating fashion like Timothy Bradley did. We're going to see that. We're going to see Danny Garcia show levels of difference there. That's what I believe.
Quickly, we still got the beat plan. Who's he shown levels versus, Matt? Because according to you, you thought he lost the Peterson fight. You thought he lost the Thurman fight.
No, I didn't say I did. I said it's arguable.
Okay. Did he win the Thurman fight?
No, of course not.
Did he win the Peterson fight?
I have no idea.
You don't remember how you scored it?
The public is very split on that. What I personally think, I thought Danny...
Were you impressed with the Malignaggi win? Were you impressed with the Robert Garcia win? This is all what I'm asking you.
Robert Guerrero, not Robert Garcia.
Same thing. Guerrero, Garcia, he retired. You know what I'm saying?
I'll put this right. Robert Guerrero gave everyone trouble, even Keith Thurman. So I don't know about that matchup or that fight. I don't know really where to put that in terms of performance.
Yo, my thing is this, B. You don't want to say it, and it's cool, but his best performance was Batiste. And even in that fight, he had a little swollen eye. He got his mouthpiece knocked out. Like, for you to say that he's going to show levels, to be honest, he never really shown levels.
But let's be honest.
He's always won, and he finds a way to win, and I think he's a good fighter.
First off, he has showed us levels against poor competition, obviously, like a Rod Salka. Samuel Vargas. He showed us level.
Yeah, but those shouldn't even be in our conversation. Maybe a casual or someone doesn't know about the sport, but you and I, Salka's not even in this conversation.
Combing
the resume. You know, because look, just think about it. Walk with me, B. Eric Morales, it wasn't easy the first fight. We all know that. Okay? Then the second fight, people claim Morales was old. Amir Khan, people claim Danny was beating the first 3 rounds. Zab Judah, people claim Danny was winning the last rounds after the knife and the headbutt and the blood. It was like, oh, Danny was a different fighter. right? Lucas Matisse, oh, he only beat him because of his eye, right? Mauricio Herrera, he lost that fight, right? Lamont Peterson, they say he lost that fight, right? Paulie Malignaggi, oh, he got pillow fists. He moved up. He ain't even a real welterweight. Robert Guerrero, man, he was washed up. He got beat up by Thurman and numerous people. Samuel Vargas, who the fuck is that guy? Keith Thurman, he lost to. So, again, I ask you, you sure he's going to show levels versus Rios? Even as we could go deeper back, people thought he lost Ashley Thielpain fight on ESPN. This is not me. This is just the people. So if the people always thought this, why all of a sudden is this a cherry pick? That's just my logic. How is it a cherry pick for a guy to fight Brandon Rios when you practically have him losing every fight he's ever fought?
I don't think we have him losing every fight he's ever fought. I think that's a gross overgeneralization of Danny Garcia's career and reputation. But let's also be honest. Brandon Rios, you throw Brandon Rios against all those guys.
I don't think it's a gross exaggeration, Matt. It's more of a generalization from numerous Danny Garcia comments, hate, interviews, all things. That's what that is.
Generalization. Anyways. You throw Brandon Rios against all those guys. I don't think Rios wins any of them. I don't think Brandon Rios beats Mauricio Herrera. I don't think Brandon Rios beats Lamont Pierce. I don't think Brandon Rios beats he beats maybe Samuel Vargas, but that's maybe at this point. Like, again, Brandon Rios is not that great. Brandon Rios is a C-level fighter who was an entertaining fighter.
But wait, Matt, are you saying this version of Brandon Rios, because if you're going to say he doesn't beat, let's say, Peterson, you got to say 2015 Rios. If you're going to say he doesn't beat Herrera, you got to say 2014 Rios versus that Herrera.
That fight was in 2014?
Huh? Yeah, it was in 14. Yeah. Long time ago, huh?
The Herrera fight in 2014, that's a close fight with Brandon Rios. The Lamont Peterson fight, he does not win in any year.
Malignaggi, Zab Judah in 2013, Morales in 12.
I mean, you know, Paulie and Brandon Rios in a fight right now, and I would say they're the same person. Like, I see Brandon Rios as a very dilapidated fighter. I see Brandon Rios as a very faded fighter.
Well, we'll have to see what happens, man, when they put this one together. Let's see. Listen, you can hit the thumbs up button in Future Present Past. Don't forget to do so. Head on over to iTunes. Drop us a 5-star review. Help us grow. You know, hitting that thumbs up button and sharing the show are all ways to show your support. If you love what we're doing over here, you know, you can always head on over to Patreon for more exclusive content. And it's a way to support this show, especially now with net neutrality and all the demonetization on YouTube. Help us keep this hard-working podcast out here for you guys so it can stay a basically 7-day-a-week show. I want to ask everyone not to forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel because we will be back with a live fight chat. I mean, damn, fights are on. Let me turn on my... Fights must be on. Oh, my God. Am I missing the fucking Douglas fight? Thanks, Matt. What a co-host.
Are you missing it?
Shit, 24 minutes in, bro? Fuck, I hope Douglas didn't fight. I'm out. You got anything to say?
No, catch me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, my 100 TBV on Instagram. Peace.
Damn. We'll be right back.